Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Sebastian?
What happened?
May I speak to Sebastian?
Sebastian?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, sir, this is Mar with Opinion Research. How are you today?
Oh, this is Mario with Opinion Research. Hi, I'm fine.
Okay, great. I'm just calling because our company is conducting a little survey in your area. I don't know if you had like 5 to 10 minutes to help us with it.
What happened? That 5 to 10 minutes what?
Survey.
A 5 to 10 minute survey? Yeah, I received a text message about it.
Oh, it must be a different one because we're conducting a phone survey. I don't know if you had the time to help me with it.
A phone survey. What's it about?
To be specific, about the upcoming elections and some specific new polls.
Some specific new posts, okay.
Give me 1 second, please. Quick question. Do you or does any of a member of your household work on the radio, television, newspaper, advertising, or media?
No.
Now, thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general election for president, Senate, and Florida state legislature? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
I would probably say I am not somewhat likely to vote.
Somewhat likely to vote, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or some other political party?
Like what other political party?
Excuse me?
What other political party?
I don't know. Those are the options that I have. I understand that we only have two. So, yeah.
I know. I mean, okay. I would, so either unaffiliate or other.
Unaffiliate or other, okay. Where's your main
reason?
Other, okay. Okay, thank you. And where's your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, or Asian?
Hispanic.
Okay. Range of age between 18 and 35, 36 to 45. 46 to 55 or 56 to 65?
18 to 25.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they going on the wrong track?
The way things in Miami are going?
Yeah, in Miami City.
The wrong track.
The wrong track, okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? Number one, corruption and city government. Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries. Flooding. Affordable housing. Traffic and congestion. Property insurance costs. Crime and neighborhood safety. Or growth and overdevelopment.
What I believe is the most important issue that Miami should focus on.
Yeah.
Out of what you mentioned, okay, I know it's, I know there's two. There's either the inflation or there's either there's the affordable housing or the cost of living crisis. I'd say it's more of the cost of living and affordable housing. Cost of living.
Okay. Perfect. So that'll be under inflation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of these people. Or let me know if you don't know them or you don't have any opinion of them, okay? The first one is Daniela Levine Cava.
What happened?
Do you have about Daniela Levine Cava? You have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Or you don't have any opinion about her?
Don't know.
What about Miguel Gabela?
Miguel Gabela?
Hmm?
Don't know.
Eileen Higgins?
What?
Eileen Higgins?
Don't know.
Okay. Manolo Reyes?
Don't know. Okay.
Joe Carollo?
Don't know.
Okay. Damian Pardo?
Not sure.
Okay. Francis Suarez?
I mean, I know him.
But you don't have any opinion about him.
Not as much at the moment.
Okay, no worries. Keon Hardiman?
No opinion.
Okay. Kristen King?
No certain opinion.
Okay. And the last one is Raquel Regalado.
Don't know.
Thank you. In the general elections for president, if the general elections for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
I don't know, I guess. Trump.
Thank you. Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Probably, thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballots referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor or of the measure or no against the measure. The first one is the adult personal use of marijuana, which allows adults of 21 years old or older to process, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories. Applies to Florida law. Does not change or immunize violations of federal laws. Establish possessions limits for personal use. Allow consistent legislation. Define terms and provide effective date. Are you in favor or against this measure, this amendment?
Of accessible marijuana?
Yes.
I'm in favor.
Okay. Definitely in favor or probably in favor?
Definitely in favor.
Thank you. Now, the next amendment says is the amendment to limit the government interference with abortion. It says no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect patient's health, as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the Florida constitutional amendment or no against this constitutional amendment for the abortion?
Of legalized abortion, right?
The amendment is to limit the government interference. So basically, yeah, not allow the government to interfere in abortion.
I'm in favor of that.
Thank you. Definitely in favor or probably in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. And the last ballot is about Watson Harbor. It's shall the city amend exist leases governing the mixed use of protecting the 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, and waive bidding and require no cost to the city three things. The first one, previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to the city. The second one, inclusion of office space. And the third one, a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
What's this about, this ballot?
It's about Watson Harbor. Basically says, shall city amend existing leading governing the mixed use protecting that 888 MacArthur Causeway, which is on Watson Island, right? To reduce the overall development, extending the term from 75 to 99 years.
Yeah, basically somewhat restricting the economic growth in that way, right?
Exactly.
I'm somewhat in favor.
Thank you. So you would say you will probably vote for it, not definitely, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, thank you. Now you will be given some of the specific component on this Watson Harbor proposal that we just spoke about. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of them. The first one is allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. You strongly approve that one, somewhat approve it, somewhat disapprove it, or strongly disapprove it?
Of what?
To allow the previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums.
To allow the previously what residences?
The previously approved timeshare. So they were approved like residents, and they want to turn them in condominiums, basically.
Like create a new area to for that, you know?
Exactly. There were those places were already approved for residents, and they want to make them condominiums now.
I am personally somewhat not in favor.
Okay, thank you. Now, reducing the overall amount of development?
If I'm in favor of that or not?
Exactly.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Creating a new what?
Public waterfront.
Public water what?
Waterfront.
A new one, right?
Yep. On Biscayne Bay.
You mean like a waterfront park?
A waterfront and a pedestrian promenade.
I'm not exactly sure, but I'm not too against it. I'd say somewhat in favor.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says, allowing the office spaces to be included.
Allowing offices and spaces to be included.
On Watson Harbor. Some
allowing offices and spaces to be included. I am allowing that. I'm somewhat in favor.
Okay, thank you. No, this is the last long one. You'll be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal that we spoke about. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed use of the project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shop, and restaurants, and a waterfront. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office spaces to support the viability of the shops and restaurants, and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue in the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters has previously approved. This project is private funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote in favor, or probably in favor, leaning yes in favor, definitely voting no, probably voting no, or leaning no against?
Against the reduced development of the MacArthur waterfront, like reduced development.
Exactly.
If I'm for it or against it.
Yeah, if you're voting definitely against them, or I mean, no, definitely in favor of it, probably in favor of it, or definitely against it, or probably against it.
I'm probably in favor.
Okay. And regardless of your position, right, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard of this Harbor thing?
What I like about the most about it, just that we are fortunately coming up with new investments in our property to attract many locals and officials and give a better sense, while at the same time being sure to not overdo as much resources as that can bring negative, especially environmental consequences.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Because that was actually the next question. What was the thing that you don't like? And maybe those are the risks, right? The environment risk, I guess.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I had to type it down. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal?
More?
If you will be more or likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal?
More.
Much more likely. Okay? And I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, or did not vote?
Did not vote.
Okay. Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate,
thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate of 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor of 4-year, or a postgraduate degree?
Well, so I'm currently a student in college now, so does some college count?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yes, some college.
And what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Bolivian?
Honduran-Dominican.
Honduran-Dominican, thank you.
Yeah, it's from two.
Okay, thank you. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Spanish and English equally? Mostly English, but speak some Spanish? Or always English?
Mostly English and some Spanish.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So that's pretty much the end of the survey. Mr. Sebastian, I do appreciate your time. That does help us a lot. So enjoy your weekend, and again, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.